I would like to begin by reading a passage from John chapter 1.
我们想开始的时候，我们先看这个约翰福音第一章。
Today we'll just read it in English.
我们今天就是用英文来读。
John chapter 1, starting from verse 9.
约翰福音第一章第九节开始。
Let's read it together. The true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was created through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God, to those who believe in his name, who are born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. The Word became flesh and took up residence among us. We observe this glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This morning,
今天早上,
we get to celebrate this wonderful season of Christmas in a nice building, lighted and decorated.
我们在这一个很 很漂亮、富丽堂皇的一个地方，我们一起来庆祝圣诞节。
And it's so wonderful to see our loved ones celebrating with us, and especially our children telling the story of Christmas.
我们特别的跟我们所亲爱的一起来庆祝圣诞节，看到我们自己的孩子来赞美神。
But I want to remind you that all around the world there are Christians, there are believers who do not have such freedom that we get to share today.
但是我要提醒你们，在今天，在世界很多地方，很多不像我们一样这样子，有幸运的，他们也在那边庆祝圣诞节。
Many of you know that in the last few days, many Christians are being arrested.
那我们也晓得，就在过去几天，很多基督徒在世界各地被逮捕。
We heard a story of a pastor.
我们听到有一个牧师。
Who's been arrested for the last several days.
他在过去几天的时候被抓起来。
These people have been taken away from their loved ones.
然后他们被抓起来，就是离开了他们自己的家人。
Instead of sitting in a nice church building like this, they're sitting in their prison.
就好像他们今天不能够坐在像这样子好的教堂里面，他们却是坐在监狱里面。
Not knowing what's going to happen. Not knowing whether they'll ever see their loved ones again. This week, I think it was Thursday or Friday night, I sat with our kids.
我想这个礼拜也许是礼拜四或礼拜三或礼拜四，我跟我的家人在一起的时候。
And I read a letter that was written by this pastor to the whole world.
那我就那个时候呢，就看就读到这个牧师写给世界的一封公开信。
The title of the letter was My Declaration of Faithful Disobedience.
那 他这封信的这个公开信的这个题目是讲说，我向这个不顺服这个的一个宣言。In
this letter, he explains why he cannot obey the Chinese government and that his disobedience is his faithful obedience to what Christ has commanded.
然后在这个信里面，他就讲他说为什么他不能够顺服这个中国政府的这个政策。
因此，他就说：“我要向我的主耶稣完全的顺服。”We don't have time to read the whole letter.
我们没有时间读他的这一整篇。
You can find it online.
你可以到网上。
But I want to read one statement that he made in this letter.
但是我想跟你们分享他里面写的一句话。He
says, "This is why I cannot refuse to renounce my faith."
他说：“这个就是为什么我今天不能够这个否认我自己的信仰。”He
said, "On earth." There has only been a 1,000-year-old church.
那他说，在这个世界上只有一千年的这个教会。
There has never been a 1,000-year-old government.
但是呢，我们却看不到有一个政府竟然有一千年之久。
Basically, he was saying that this church that Jesus came to establish here on earth
for the 他意思就是说，今天这个耶稣所建立他的教会。
It has stood for the last 2,000 years.
它就是在过去两千年一直的。 站立。
Despite all the persecutions and all the ridicules,
虽然是受过经过多少的这个迫害。
But there has never been a human government,
但是从来没有一个人的政权。
Nor human kingdom,
或者是人的这个帝国。
That has lasted that long,
能够站立一千年这么久。
And he ends the letter by saying that there is only eternal faith.
那他就是最后他这个信的结束，他说在永恒里面只有这颗信心。
There is no eternal power.
但是在这永恒里面却没有永远的政权。
Now the kingdom that Jesus gave birth to,
那这个今天这个耶稣所建立的这个帝国国度。
That's what we're celebrating.
是我们今天一起在庆祝的目的。
It all began 2,000 years ago.
那就是在两千年以前开始的。
Maybe not on December 25th.
也许不是在这个十二月二十五号。
But it's when God's Son, the Eternal Word.
但是我们晓得，当神的这个永恒的话语，就是神的独生子
，Who was with God and who was God.
他就是与神同在，他自己就是神。
Became flesh.
他道成肉身。
And it said that he made his dwelling among us.
然后圣经上面讲说他来到我们中间跟我们同在。
When this happened, everything changed.
当他来的时候呢，世界所有的事情就改变。
Our entire human history changed.
我们人类的所有的历史也改变了。
People have laid down their lives for this little baby that we celebrate.
那今天我们庆祝的这个小小的婴儿，竟然有人愿意把他们的生命为这个婴儿而牺牲。
They have given up their possessions, their career.
这些人为了这个婴儿，他把他们的事业，他们把他的所有的财产都放弃。
To follow this man who claimed to be God.
然后就是跟随这个自称是神的这位人。
And for 2,000 years,
这两千年来
，His church still stands.
今天他的教会仍旧是站立。
His kingdom continues to grow.
他的国度继续的在成长。
How is that possible?
可能吗
？Do you know of any kingdom that has lasted over 1,000 years?
你晓得有哪一个政权有一千年那么久呢
？Now, the answer to that question is found here.In these few verses that we read this morning.
那这个问题的这个答案就是今天我们所念的这几段经节里面。
Now I know that there are a lot of children that are sitting with us.
我晓得在我们中间很多孩子。
I'm going to use a big word.
所以今天要跟你们分享一个很难懂的字啊。
It's a word, a big word. It's a word that is worthwhile learning.
但是这个字呢，是我们必须都要学习的这一。
In fact, this morning we sang in one of the songs.
那就好像今天我们刚刚这个刚刚唱的那个诗歌里面。
Hail the incarnate deity.
就是赞美这个道成肉身的神。
Now, I don't know how many of you understand those words.
我不晓得你们多少人了解这个字的意思。
But it's this word, incarnation.
那就是这个字叫做。道成肉身。
It's this idea that God actually became flesh.
这意思也就是说，神自己变成这个有肉的身体。
At some point in history, he became visible.
就是在这个人类的历史里面，这位神竟然是变成是我们看得到的
，touchable，
可以摸到的。
He lived and he ate, he taught and he laughed and he cried with his people.
他在他的人的中间一起跟人一起的吃饭，一起的这个哭泣，一起的这个笑。
He walked amongst his people.
他跟他自己的人在一起的在路上行路。
It's as if today Jesus would walk right through that door and just walk right in the middle of our aisle.
就好像今天等一下这个门打开的时候，耶稣自己从那外面走进来，走到我们中间。
Our lives would be never the same again.
那我们这样子发生的时候，我们的生命就再也不会像以前一样了。
And that's what Jesus did.
这就是耶稣所做的。
Now, a lot of my work involves meeting with people and chatting and mentoring and discipling and having just meetings.
在我的这个服事里面，我很多机会常常的与人这个见面。
Now just like
他们一起交谈。
Just like many of you, now I have to use technology because people are spread all over the world.
就好像你们我们大家一样的，就因为这个人都分得很散，我们就常常用这个科技来互相的联络。
Even this week, I had meetings with people in Sacramento, in New York, and I even had a mentoring session with someone halfway across the world.
所以今天，甚至于说这个礼拜，我有机会在网上跟在Sacramento, 在纽约，在世界很远的地方跟他们有机会联络。
Using an app on my computer,
就是用我这个圣经上这个电脑上面的。
It's called Zoom.
叫 Zoom.
Many of you use Zoom. I don't know.
你们用不用 Zoom?
Skype or any other conferencing software?
就是不同的。
But here's the thing. I was sitting in front of my computer, and I realized it just dawned on me.That I could actually do the whole ministry just in front of my computer.
就是假如说今天我就是坐在我的这个电脑前面的话呢，我可以做很好的一个服事。
Friday is my study day, so I stayed home.
那星期五呢是我读书的时候，所以我留在家里面。
And I was having meetings with people over my computer screen.
然后就是在借着在电脑这个荧幕，我就跟。
And I said to myself, "This is great. I don't even have to show up at work."
那意思就是说我甚至于说不需要来到教会工作，我都可以这样子。
But you know that that's not ministry.
但是你晓得这个不是侍奉，不是服事。
Jesus could have run the whole world from his throne.
耶稣他愿意的话，他可以从他自己的宝座上面来统治这个整个世界。
He had the absolute power and control over the entire universe, and he did not have to come down. He could have run the whole universe.
他真的就是可以，就是坐在他那里来统治这个整个世界。他有这个权利，他有这个能力这样子做。
And yet,
但是
he incarnated.
他道成肉身
as a little baby in a manger.
成为在马槽里面的一个小婴儿。
The world did not recognize him.
世界却没有认出他。
But he showed to the world what God's love would actually look like.
但是他却用他的生命让世界看到这个神是怎么样的。
In his incarnation, he demonstrated what the kingdom of God would actually look like.
借着他的道成肉身，他显示给我们看这个神的国度是怎么样。
And I believe that this is the reason why the church still stands after 2,000 years of his ascension.
我深深相信，就是因为他这样子做的，以致他的这个教会2000年来继续的站立。
Jesus Christ wasn't just an idea or a myth or a deity.
所以耶稣基督不是只是我们的像是一个神或者是一个意念，一个思想而已。
He became flesh.
他成为有肉的这个身体。
And he made his dwelling among us.
然后在我们中间与我们同在。
Now, where am I going with all this?
所以今天我跟你们讲的目的在哪里？
Now, there is an important story that comes out of this.
在这个整个这个叙述里面呢，我们看到一个很重要的故事。
This is the way the kingdom of God is actually supposed to grow.
这个就是这个今天神的国度要成长的话，这就是要按照这个方法才能
成长。This is how the church is supposed to grow.
如果这个教会要成长的话呢，也要按照这个
方法。When we planted New Vine in the beginning, I was so tempted to grow the church through social media.
那当我们刚开始去申亭新藤建立这个新的教会的时候呢，我那时候很想就是借着这个科技。
A lot of people do that really well.
因为很多人很懂这个。
But I realize that that's not the way God wants His church to grow.
但是我相信，深深相信这个神不是要我们这样用这种方法来建立一个新的教会。
Here's the call of God that comes out of this story.
那这个就是借着今天我们读到的这个故事里面。
That is actually you and I.
就是我们。
You and I are supposed to incarnate Jesus again and again and again.
就是。你跟我们必须这次就好像效仿这个耶稣一样，不断的用这种道成肉身的方法来。
This story of Christmas that our children told so beautifully through their singing and stories.
所以今天我们看到这个很好的这个儿童的给我们的这个圣诞节的节目。
Is not just that Jesus came 2,000 years ago to save us.
不是只是说告诉我们说2000年以前耶稣基督来到这个世上来拯救我们而已。
But you and I are supposed to incarnate him again and again and again through the way we live our lives. lives.
而是提醒我们，我们必须的要像耶稣一样，不断的造成肉身的这样子来效仿耶稣基督。
This is what evangelism is.
啊，这个就是传福音。
This is what it means to be a witness to the world.
这意思也就是说，怎么样让我们向世界做见证。
Today I want to really challenge the way we have practiced evangelism in the church today.
所以今天我要再一次的向我们的教会弟兄姐妹们向人挑战。
And I believe that it is seriously flawed.
我常常觉得我们现在传福音的方法是有问题的。
Now there's a need and time for such practice.
那当然我们也知道我们有时候需要我们这种传统的传福音的方法。
But when we think of evangelism, our idea is handing out tracts to strangers.
那很多时候我们想到说传福音的意思就是去向陌生人这发单张。
Or telling people that they'll go to hell if they don't believe in Jesus.
不是跟人家讲说你今天不相信耶稣的话你要下地狱。
And the only way to go to heaven is to believe in Jesus.
所以唯一去天堂的方法就是要相信耶稣基督。
Or walking someone through this four spiritual laws.
或者是用这个福音的这个四定律这个小册子跟人家分享福音。
And try to persuade someone into believing in Jesus through this little booklet.
很想说服某人，所以你要相信这个小册子上面讲的耶稣基督。
Now I'm not saying that those are the wrong methods.
但是我不是讲说这样子是不对的方法。
But they're not the complete methods of how we're supposed to incarnate Jesus.
但是这个方法不是一个全套的这个我们应该怎么样传福音。
This kind of evangelism is actually not incarnation.
因为这样子的传福音不是用一种道成肉身的方法来传福音。
There's a word that is opposite of incarnation.
你要道成肉身这个词的这个反义。
You probably never heard of that word, but it's called excarnation.
那这个是。
I knew that this was going to be hard. Excarnation.
这个反义词呢，就是道不成肉身。
I know that there's no word in Chinese, but excarnation is an ancient practice of taking an animal and literally defleshing from the bone, or taking out all the flesh.
那这意思就是这个字，这个道不成肉身。我要想想看啊，这个方法呢，其实就是说，这个是很古老的人，就是拿一块肉，一个骨头，就是从这个骨头上面把这个肉削下来的这个方
，It's like reducing our Christian faith down to just a few set of rules or statements.
这意思也就是说，把我们整套这个耶稣基这个信耶稣基督的这个信仰。
That is not incarnation.
一两条很简单的这种教条而已。
Many of you know that I'm back in school. I'm studying again.
很多人知道这个 Ted 牧师现在在念书，重新念书。
And one of the topics that I'm really researching is our evangelism, rethinking and reinventing our evangelism.
那在念书的中间呢，有一个很重要的一个题目，他在研究的就是传福音，怎么样来传福音。
It's not even actually reinventing; it's going back to how it was supposed to be.
而不是说在重新的思想，说应该怎么样的来这个重新的发掘这个传福音，而是回到当初耶稣怎么样传福音。
Now I want to give you a word.
所以今天我要跟你们分享另外一个词。
This one word describes everything that I've learned in the last few months.
那这个字呢，就是的确是就是描述了我过去几个月学的所有的。
So instead of paying thousands of dollars and spending hours writing and reading papers, hold on to this one word.
所以今天你不需要这个付一千两千块钱的学费。
Because that's what I'm doing.
今天就是跟你分享这个字，你就记得这个字。
This word, I don't think there's a word for this in Chinese.
我觉得这中文里面翻不出来的，所以说我们就慢慢学吧。
It's embodiment.
这就是这个在身体里 embodiment 在身体里这个字。
Embodying.Whatever we believe.
这意思也就是说我们所相信的就是好像放在身体里面有这种具体的表现。
We just lit the candle of peace.
我们刚刚所点的这根蜡烛是平安的蜡烛。
In fact, we started with joy, love, hope, and now peace.
你晓得我们刚刚开始的时候几个礼拜开始的时候我们这个每一根蜡烛代表不同的意思是个盼望是喜乐是爱现在是平安。
The lesson of all this is that it's not just the candle that we light.
那这个我们点这个蜡烛的这个目的不是说我们就是今天点一根蜡烛而已。
You and I are supposed to be the embodiment of peace.
那所以今天点的这根蜡烛就好像提醒我们说我们今天都应该是像这个 平安这根蜡烛所代表在我们的身体里面显出来。
You and I are supposed to demonstrate to the world what peace actually looks like.
所以你我今天我们应该是向这应该是向世界显示出这个平安是怎么样的。
This is why worrying is not an option for Christians.
所以我跟你们分享过这个忧虑不是一个基督徒应该有的这个选择。
You and I are supposed to demonstrate, to embody the joy of our Lord to the world.
我们应该是就是说向世界来活出来具体化的让世界看到。
And his love and his hope.
跟神耶稣的爱，耶稣给我们的带我们。
So when the world looks at us,
所以这个世界看到我们的时候
，they'll say even before we say a word.
在他们看到的时候，我们甚至于不需要讲一个字。
That I want whatever this guy has.
世界看到我们，他们就会说，你们有的我也想要。
I wanna live like that person.
我要像你们样子的活。
I wanna belong to a group of people like this.
我需要这，我愿意属于像你们这样子的这个团体。
That's what it means to embody.
这个就是所谓是这个具体化。
To incarnate
这个信仰。
We not only preach.But we are to embody and incarnate.
所以今天我们不单单是用嘴巴来跟人家讲传福音，我们要用我们的身体来显露出活出这个我们的信仰。
That's what Jesus did for us.
这个就是耶稣基督为我们所做的。
You know, I discovered this little book as I've been studying. The book is really on evangelism, but it's called The Celtic Way of Evangelism.
那我在我读书的中间呢，我发现这一个小册子，这个小册子的这个题目是讲到说，这个是在这个这个爱尔兰人传福音的方法，这本小册子讲。
The Celtics are the ancient Christians who did not want to embrace the Roman practices of Christian faith.
那这个爱尔兰人其实是叫 Celtic 叫什么 ？OK， 不谈。他们的这个他是一个很古老的一个民族，就是当年罗马占领他们以后，他们不愿意按照罗马人教给他们传福音的方法来传福音。
So the way that the Celtics evangelized went like this.
所以这些爱尔兰人他们来传福音的方法是怎么样的呢？
A small group of believers will move into a new town that has not been reached for Christ.
一小群的这个基督徒，他们会一起的到另外一个城镇里面，然后开始一个这个信耶稣的这个生活。
And they will invite them to come and eat with them, and even break bread and worship together and pray and have them be part of everything that they do.
然后他就会邀请他们的邻居，他们城镇里面的人来一起的，来跟他们一起的坐席，一起吃饭，一起的这个。一起来敬拜神。
Even before they believe, they would actually teach people how to pray.
甚至于这些被邀请来的人，他们还没有信耶稣以前
，how to worship，
他们就会教导他们怎么样的祷告，怎么样来敬拜。
And then along the way, they become believers, and they would baptize them.
然后慢慢的，这些被邀请来的人，他们接受了耶稣基督，然后他们就为他们施洗。
On the other hand,
然后另外一个方法呢？
The Roman way of evangelizing went like this.
那这个罗马人的他们传福音的方法是怎么样的
？You walk up to a stranger.
他就来到一个这个陌生人身边。
And you present the gospel.
你就把这个福音讲给他听。
And you try to convert that person to believe in Jesus.
然后你就想办法改变他的思想，让他来相信耶稣基督。
And only when that person agrees, then you become part of the church and you assimilate them.
然后一直要等到当这个人改变了他的心意，接受了耶稣基督，你才邀请他进入你这个基督徒的团体里面。
That is pretty much how we have been taught to evangelize.
这就是今天我们被教导怎么样传福音。
The Celtics actually practice totally different, upside down.
所以这个爱尔兰人他们所用的方法传福音的方法是完全是颠倒的，不一样的。
Now the proof is always in the pudding.
但是最重要的是，就是说看到它的成效是怎么样的。
You know a man named Saint Patrick.
那你晓得这个圣派崔克。
He's one of the saints who literally revolutionized the whole Ireland, the whole country of Ireland in the 4th century.
所以他是的确是一个这个在第四世纪的时候，他把福音带到爱尔兰，让这个爱尔兰。
Now everybody celebrates Saint Patrick's Day here in America.
所以我们今天我们是不是这个常常庆祝这个
？We dress up in green clothes and wear a funny green hat.
那天我们一定要穿绿色的，对不对？戴绿帽。
And drink a lot of beers and lots of Irish whiskey.
然后就是要喝这个爱尔兰的这个啤酒，爱尔兰的这个威士忌啊。
But the most people have no idea why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
很多不晓得为什么我们今天要庆祝这个 St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick was a Scottish man who was actually kidnapped and sold into slavery into Ireland for 6 years.
St. Patrick 这个人呢，本来他是一个苏格兰人，然后他是被掳到这个爱尔兰这个地方去。
And then he miraculously escapes.
然后他做奴隶的时候呢，他有一次就逃。
When he went back to his hometown, God shows up and he tells him that you are to go back to Ireland.
他逃了以后，他回到他自己的家乡，但是神就向他显现说，你要回去到爱尔兰那去，把福音传给他。
Imagine hearing a voice like that.
假如说你是 Saint Patrick 的话，你听
到这个神的声音。But Saint Patrick obeyed the Lord and he went back to Ireland.
但是 Saint Patrick 他就听了。顺服了神的话，他就回到爱尔兰。
And he actually moved into the very people who kidnapped him and sold him into slavery.
他甚至于就是搬回到当年把他从这个家乡掳过来的这些爱尔兰的这些人的中间。
He lived amongst those people, demonstrating, embodying the gospel.
然后他就在他们中间这生活，让他们看到从他的生活里面看到这个福音。看到这个基督。
And as people around him began to believe in this Jesus,
然后他身边的人就慢慢慢慢的都来相信耶稣基督。
He formed these little communities and he began to send people out.
然后他就成立一个小小的社团，然后慢慢的就开始差遣宣教士出去。
And they would move into a town.
他们这些人呢被派出去的时候，他们就去到另外一个城镇。
And do the Celtic way of evangelism.
就是用这个相同的这种爱尔兰传福音的。
Inviting people into their community.
邀请旁边的人就进到他们自己的家里。
Now in his lifetime,
在这个 Saint Patrick 他的一生里面
，Saint Patrick planted over 700 churches.
他自己这个建立了700间以上的教会。
He raised up over 1,000 priests, pastors.
他训练了，培养了1,000多位的这个牧师，这些神父。
And because of his ministry, over 150 tribes of Ireland came to Christ.
因为他的工作，所以说这是爱尔兰有150个不同的这个民族都相信了耶稣基督。
This man literally converted the entire nation of Ireland.
他真的是几乎是就是把这整个爱尔兰这个国家。给带到这个神的国度里。
His life embodied Christ.
他的生命就是一个用肉身来显示出。
I'll share another example of incarnation.
我再给你们另外一个例子，就是这个道成肉身。
Some of you know this name, Denis Mukwege.
那你们可能听过这个刚刚这个 Ted 牧师讲的。
Denis Mukwege. There is no Chinese translation for that.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a doctor who spent the last 20 years of his career treating more than 30,000 women.
那他是一个医生，他过去20年，他这个医治了3万多以上的这个妇女。
In Panzi Hospital in the Republic of the Congo.
那他是在这个刚果共和国那边这个行医。
These women that he treated were actually the victims of gang rapes and war rapes.
那他所这个医治的医疗的这些妇人呢，妇女呢，都是受过这个战争，受过这个被人家强暴、强奸的这些妇女。
Many of them children.
很多都是很年轻的女孩子。
He was one of the recipients of Nobel Prize 2018.
那他2008年的时候呢是。接受了被颁这个诺贝尔的奖
，Nobel Peace Prize，
诺贝尔的和平奖。
What most people do not know is that he is a devoted follower of Christ.
很多人在那个时候不晓得，他是一个非常虔诚跟随耶稣基督的人。
A son of a Pentecostal preacher.
他的爸爸是一个这个五旬节教派的牧师。
Now I want to share a statement that he made even before he actually received this award.
那我今天要跟你们分享他所说的一句话，是在他没有接受这诺贝尔奖之前。
He spoke these words in front of thousands of pastors and church leaders.
他有一次就是在成千上万的这个牧师的这个前面讲的这句话。
He said, "If Christians do not live out the practical implication of their faith among their communities."
他说，假如说基督徒今天不是在他们自己的社区里面生活，活出这个耶稣基督的见证的话
，and their neighbors， We cannot fulfill the mission entrusted to us by Christ.
我们今天就没有办法能够完成这个耶稣基督给我们的使命。
Basically, what it's saying is that if we are not embodying our faith in our neighborhood, in our families, in our communities,
那他跟我们讲的意思就是说，今天我们不能够在我们的邻居、我们的家人、我们的这个社区之间，这个活出这个耶稣基督的见证的话
，there will be no mission accomplished.
就是我们这个使命是达不到的。
He could have pursued a career that would bring wealth and prosperity.
那他自己可以有一个很成功的、很富裕的一个事业。
But he chose to become Jesus Christ among those victims who have been raped by men.
但是他选择在这些受难的这些妇人的中间、妇女的中间来做他的工作。
He doesn't go around preaching the gospel.
他不是到处去跟人讲说你要信耶稣。
But he embodies the gospel.
但是他所写是这个生活活出来的却是耶稣的福音。
Thousands of women.
很多很多的这个妇人们。
Have not only been healed by him,
非但是被接受他的医疗,
but they came to Christ because of the way he embodied the gospel.
也是因为他的生活的方式，以致这些妇人们都相信了耶稣基督。
He became the advocate for the powerless.
他成为这个世界上面没有权力软弱人的一个出口。
But he also became a fierce enemy to those people who would use sex as a weapon of war.
同时呢，他也是成为这些愿意用这种色情来控制人的。
And he himself survived an assassination attempt.
他曾经这个在人家想谋杀他没有成功。
He's paid a hefty price.
他的确是为了他自己的这个工作，这个付了很大的代价。
Now this is what this Christmas story is telling us.
所以这个是今天圣诞故事告诉我们的。
Now on one hand, yes, Jesus came to embody the love of God.
所以一方面我们知道耶稣来是道成肉身，让我们看到神自己。
He is the embodiment of God's grace and His mercy.
他也是让我们看到神的这个怜悯，神的慈爱。
That's half the story.
但是这只是一半，故事的一半而已。
If you walk out of this place today thinking that that's the whole story, you're really missing everything.
所以假如说今天你离开这里的时候想到这个圣诞节的目的就是这样子的话呢，那你只是知道了一半而已。
The real story is that you and I are supposed to be the embodiment of Christ.
因为真正的故事是今天你跟我，我们都应该是相同的，像耶稣一样成为道成肉身。
In the same way, Jesus embodied the Father God.
就是好像耶稣道成肉身来显示我们的天父一样。
And the most powerful way to really be His witness is not just to declare.
所以说今天最有能力为耶稣做见证的方法，不是用我们的嘴巴说。
But to demonstrate,
而是用我们的身体来表现。
It is actually when people begin to see the beauty of a community, redeemed community.
所以说，当人看到这个信耶稣基督的这个社团的这个形成的时候，这里面的这种美丽的时候
，that they want to belong to such a community.
所以这些人很自然的就想愿意成为这个社团。
When people walk into a place like this, they want to belong to a family like this.
当外面的人走到教会，这个教会里面的时候，他们希望成为这个教会的一部分。
There's beauty, there's joy that they had not experienced outside.
因为在这个教会里面有这种喜乐，有这种美丽，是他们在外面是经历不到的。
But mainly our message of gospel has become driven by fear.
但是很多时候我们这个分享神的话的时候，说我们的动机是恐惧。
You're going to hell if you don't believe.
因为我们跟他讲说，你今天你不相信的话，你要下地狱。
Jesus never preached that.
耶稣从来没有这样子说过。
It's this idea that people actually belong before they believe.
所以这个很重要的观念就是，人必须在信以前，他们先有一种归属感。
The modern church has been preaching that you have to first believe in order to belong.
那但是现在这个传统的这个传福音的方法是说，你必须先信，你才能够归有这归属感归到我们这里来。
Now we don't have to look far to find examples of this embodiment.
所以其实这种用身肉身来代表这个福音的这种方法，我们不这个例子，其实在很多地方我们都看得到。
You look at those people who are going out every Tuesday night, Thursday night to serve the immigrant communities around us.
就好像在我们中间有人每一周的星期二晚上、星期四晚上，他们都到这个旁边的这个社区里面去。
By teaching them English, by loving on them,
去教导他们英文，去爱他们，爱这些社区里面的人。
That's embodiment.
这个就是在用自己的生活来显示出。
Those people go out every Thursday.Take their time to go and minister to the local kids who do not have a regular family or parents.
或者是在每个周四的时候呢，我们有人出去去照顾那些也许家庭是破碎的。
That's embodiment.
这些孩子们。
Those people come here every week in the morning to love on our seniors.
那这甚至于是我们中间的弟兄姐妹每一天早上这个在这个这个弃婴中心里面
and not only share but to demonstrate the gospel, that's embodiment.
来照顾这些年纪大的人，他们不只是在这边传福音，他们是让他们看到耶稣基督的爱。
I want to challenge you this morning.
所以今天早上我要挑战。
The question is, how will you embody Christ in your own context?
这问题就是说，在你自己的生活的这个圈子里面，你要怎么样的用你自己的生活来显示出耶稣基督。
If you're a student,
如果你是个学生，
How will you embody Christ?
你要怎么样的？
If you're an engineer who goes to work 5 days a week,
那如果你是工作的，每一个礼拜五天你上班，
How are you supposed to embody Christ?
所以你要怎么样的把这个耶稣基督在你的生活里面显示出来？
As a teacher, as a homemaker,
如果你是个老师，如果你是在家里面的家庭主妇，
What will that look like?
你自己的这个服侍，你这个传福音的方法是怎么样的？
I want to end with this one illustration.
所以最后我在结束以前我用这个例子。
Now, the reason why I love Christmas is all the light. It's the season of light.
那我喜欢这个圣诞节是主要是这些光，这些灯光。
And the musical was about the lights.
那今天我们看到的这个儿童的这个节目也是讲到这个圣诞节的光。
There's a glow in the dark stick.
在这里是有一个这个夜光管。
I think this is a perfect illustration of what a Christian life is supposed to look like in this world.
其实这个真的是显示出我们基督徒我们的生活应该的。
Now you actually don't have any light within yourself.
因为你在你自己我们自己中间我们没有光的。
But the light that comes from glow in the dark is actually the stored light.
那这个夜光管里面的这个。光其实是放在里面的。
You remember you have those in your watch too? If you actually shine some light into it and then all of a sudden it stores light and when it gets dark it begins to shine?
所以这个是积蓄的光，这意思也就是说好像你这个夜光表一样，你要先有光这个照在它上面，一阵子以后这个光就是被存在里面。
Now this particular light has no light at the moment.
所以这个夜光管管呢现在没有光。
But it'll begin to shine when it's actually broken.
那它会开始亮的时候呢是当它被破碎的时候。
Now you know that God does not use you because you're perfect.
所以你晓得神要用你不是因为你是一个完美的人。
In fact, until we're willing to be broken, we're not going to be able to embody or incarnate the love of Jesus.
其实呢假如说除非是我们愿意被神破碎，我们没有办法。
And what's amazing is that if I shine light onto this little stick, it'll shine brighter.
那假如说今天我用另外一个光来照这个管子的话呢，这个管子里面的光会更亮。
That's how it works.
这个就是生命。
That's how our Christian life is supposed to work.
就我们基督徒的生命就是这样。
John 1:9 that we read, it begins by saying the true light that gives light to everyone.
所以说我们刚刚读到的这个约翰福音第一章第九节，他说是真光，就是
It means that our light comes from Him.
就是意思就是我们的光是来自于他。
The more we receive His light, the brighter will shine.
我们越接受他的光越多，我们的生命所发出来的光也就越多。
First John chapter 4 talks about the same thing.
然后在这个约翰一书第四章的时候也这样
子。It says something really interesting. It says, we love because he first loved us.
这里面讲说，我们今天爱是因为神先爱我们。
It does not say that we love God because he first loved us.
这边没有讲说我们因为神先爱我们，所以说我们爱神。
It says we love because he first loved us.
而是讲说我们 love, 我们爱。因为神先爱我。
Now here is the greatest secret of how to become the best lover.
所以说这里就是我要跟你们分享的最大的奥秘，是我们怎么样成为一个世界上最好的爱人。
You want to become the best lover you can be?
你是愿不愿意成为这个世界上面最好的爱人？
You first have to be loved.
首先你要被爱。
That's the only way.
这是唯一的方法。
It means that we are actually loved into loving.
所以这意思也就是说，我们是被爱到一个地步，我们可以爱别人。
Just like this light will shine only when the light has been stored up.
这就好像这个夜光管一样，它能够发光，是因为光已经放在它里面。
That's what we're doing here today.
所以今天
，Why do we come together every Sunday to worship?
星期天我们来这里。崇拜是目的是什么？
It's to let the light of God, the love of God, to fill us up.
主要是就是让这个神，这个神的光来充满我们。
So that when we go out,
以致我们出去的时候，
and when we begin to open up our lives to other people,
当我们在外面把我们自己的生命向外人敞开的时候，
His light and His love will begin to shine through us.
那神的爱，神的这个光就从我们生命里面出。
So I want to tell you this morning that as beautiful as this whole celebration is,
所以今天早上跟你们分享说，虽然我们今天的这个圣诞节目很好，
it is not enough just to enjoy.
所以假如说今天我们只是来欣赏这个节目的话呢，这是不够的。
You need to drink up. You need to soak up.
我们必须要吸收。
Fill yourself.
让我们自己的生命。
Before you leave this place.
在我们离开以前，
if you brought worries,
假如说今天你进来的时候心里面有忧虑，
if you brought fears, shame and darkness,
或者是 有恐惧，或者是有羞耻，或者是有黑暗，
leave them at the foot of the cross and fill yourself up with the love of God.
就把这些全部交出来，放在十字架前面，然后让神的光来完全的充满你。
Christmas is not a day.
所以圣诞节不是只是一个日子而已。
It's the story of how we are supposed to live in this world.
而是告诉我们应该怎么样在这个世界上面生活的一个故事。
I want to give you just a few moments.
我给你们几分钟的时间。
Just a few moments reflect.
几分钟的时间让你我们能好好的思想。
Just come with an open posture.
让我们真的是把我们的心打敞开。
To really begin to receive the love of God.
这个神的爱。
He's here with us.
因为神与我们同在。
Will you just close your eyes for a moment and just open your hands?
我们现在就把我们的双手打开，闭上我们的眼睛。
Ask the Lord to fill you up.
求神来充满你。
Make His love overflow.
让他的爱从你的生命洋溢出来。
So that when you step out, you'll begin to leak.
所以以致你能够，当你出去的时候，你的生命就会这个满溢出。
You'll be a contagious person.
你就是成为一个能够这个感染别人的一个生命。
That your life will demonstrate the beauty.
然后你心里面、生命里面的光能够显示出。
And the grace of our Lord Jesus.
显示出这个耶稣基督恩典的美丽。主耶稣基督，我们知道你的光就在这个礼堂里面环绕着，你的光四周四围的在照亮，你的光愿意进入我们的心。所以主耶稣基督，我们今天愿意。把我们的心门打开，来让你的光照进来。So dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that your light is all around us. Your light is right here with us. Your light wants to enter us. So Lord, we want to open our hearts to receive this light. Let your light come into us. 愿你的光进入我们的生命。愿今天我们圣诞节我们的庆祝是改变我们生命的时候。Lord, we pray that the celebration today goes beyond mere celebration, but this is the moment where our life is changed. 我们这样子祷告，奉主耶稣的名。We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.